My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hall of Fame game memories. Yes, there are those.
Oh, Kenny's got more than anybody in the country. And I've got a new working theory. Why the Browns are really in West Virginia for training camp.
It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Nah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies. Tone, I met a Bears fan on the street just a couple of minutes ago. It reminded me of the old days.
How so?
Well, when I was just a kid, growing up in Canton, Ohio, technically Perry Township, you know. But, well, the people listening probably know where Perry Township. You know what? A lot of people get the Perrys mixed up. Perry Township, Stark County, right? Okay. When I was just a kid and I worked at a Marscotti's Pizza, always, now, you know, we're probably 6-7 miles away from the stadium. But I think some people would stop in. We had a dining room at the time. I don't think they have a dining room anymore. But we had a dining room at the time. And I think maybe some people like, hey, let's go check out Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. And then, like, you got Paul Brown's grave over in Maslin. So maybe some people would drive through. I never really asked them why they were out this far or whatever. We always, Hall of Fame weekend, had people stopping in to eat. And they were wearing, like, their jerseys. So, I mean, it was crazy. Like, you'd see Philadelphia fans from Eastern Pennsylvania, Bills fans, a lot of Bills fans, Packers fans. I remember they were really nice. Had a couple of Raiders fans who were really cool. Like, I like sat down with them and like, so you guys like live, what's the black hole? Like, I'm like 13 years old, right? I'm like working at this pizza shop, it's, you know, child labor, whatever. And it just reminded me of that. I looked over and I go, there's like three guys in Bears jerseys, and they're obviously here for the Hall of Fame game. And I'm like, oh, this is like a nice harken back to when it was.
What, they're hanging out in Cleveland to start the day?
Apparently, yeah. Maybe they went to the Hall of Fame yesterday, decided to check out the festivities up here today.
Yeah, wondered about
tonight
that.
Tonight they're going on over to the
Hall of Fame game. Man, because the last thing, whenever I go on a trip anywhere, the last thing I want to do is drive an hour. But that's what a lot of people do. Makes, you know, for a logistical nightmare. And I always wonder do they have enough events in Canton to make it a full, you know, however many days people anticipate doing Hall of Fame stuff. Do they have enough up there to spend, you know, the entire weekend or anything like that?
I think now that they have the Village, I think that's what they're trying to do. the Hall of Fame is such a big thing that, you know, for a bona fide football fan, it's a great museum of just the history of it. I never took it for granted. As a kid, I never think I took it for granted. I enjoyed going there. There was a summer, God, I went about four or five times, and they had the, and I don't even know if they have, I haven't been there in a few years because I'm like, I don't want it to get old to me. So it's been about 10 years since I've been there. And I don't even remember if they had it 10 years. They had this 306, they had what they call Game Day Stadium.
The theater?
The rotating theater. Tone, this thing was so cool. You would start out, and you'd be watching like the beginning of it in like NFL films. There's no other sports entity that does it better. And the theater would rotate, and it would like take you. I remember it would take you the first time, the first year it came out, like there were lines, right? And it would take you and it would turn you. And it was right out, Owen, you'd love this. You were in the tunnel at Arrowhead Stadium. And it just looked like the biggest, I mean, you had goosebumps. The stadium looked like the biggest thing you ever saw. It was the loudest thing you ever saw. They're coming out of the tunnel. It's like, I cannot believe this is unbelievable. This goes down on Sundays in America. It was so cool. I love the history. I remember you could pick up the phone and you could hear Red Grange, and he would talk about the time he met Calvin Coolidge at the display of Red Grange. Like, there was a lot of really cool stuff. I haven't been to it in quite some time. Now would not be, if you're a local, now would not be the, I mean, maybe it is the weekend you would go, but it's packed now. It's their biggest weekend of the year. It's football. It's football's greatest weekend. And so you would have all the stuff there, but it's awesome. It just takes me back to the day, like the parade. I know I was in the parade last year, and that was a blast. But like to sit there and watch the parade, to see them all come there, unfortunately, I can't go to the parade this year. I wanted to go to the parade this year, and we had to schedule family photos for Christmas cards Saturday morning.
Will you be doing 90 degrees, we're wearing sweaters because this is Christmas cards?
No.
But I wish you were.
I think we're going to be indoors.
That's a legitimate question.
That is a legitimate question.
And now you got Ken thinking about it.
This will be our first Christmas card with Ginny, the doggy. Because she can pick her up. She's pint size. So you can hold her. Which we didn't get Ginny to replace Sam. We got Ginny while Sam was still with us. And Liz's idea was that she would extend Sam's life. And maybe she did, for all we know. But either way, yeah, it's a great weekend.
So is this?
It's full of memories. I don't want to sit there and take everybody down a trip down memory lane and everything. It means a lot to me.
Can I entertain a potential new theory on why the Browns are truly a Greenbrier?
Yes.
Yes.
So this just came to me in talking about Hall of Fame weekend and how you try to make a weekend of it, but you're spending time in Cleveland, you're spending time in Canton. Well, who used to do that? Who used to truly do that? The media. The media would come to Cleveland, go to Browns practice.
Get your camp preview this
All weekend. The national people were at Browns practice. Peter King, Albert Breer, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter. I remember
NFL Network was set up there live.
Who's the Jake Glazer?
Glazer.
They would all, especially when Manziel was there and then when Baker Mayfield started, they would all come to Cleveland, go see Browns training camp, go eat at some nice restaurant because of the expense accounts that they have, and then they'd go to the Hall of Fame. Well, the Browns are not here anymore, and I don't think they're going to be for a long time. So they're always going to be down in Greenbrier, so what does that do? It cuts out any of the national media coming to go see the Browns all in unison. Wow.
I didn't even think
about
that.
New theory. New working
theory. The whole, it's not a secretive thing that the Browns are doing and but haven't no one cares. Done, but they do want their privacy, right?
Literally nobody's paying attention to the Browns training camp. Nobody. Nobody cares. There's not one show talking about Browns training camp. There's not, and that's the way that I'm guessing Kevin Stefanski likes it. But in terms of like generating a buzz, Greenbrier's not the way to do it. I mean, it's just not.
He operated so well during COVID because there were no distractions from the media. You couldn't be there. And they still do Monday, you know, the Monday press conferences on Zoom still.
Mm-hmm.
And it does help that, you know, the beat writers don't have to go in for an hour that is Stefanski and Wyatt Teller and maybe one defensive guy. Maybe Ronnie Hickman or whatever. But, like, now you get to stay home for that. They do like to, it seems like they like to keep their distance from the media and keep it more hush-hush to eliminate the distractions or cut down on the distractions that those could
now
potentially bring in, even though they brought in the biggest distraction of them all.
Who's that?
Mike Vrabel.
The kicker? Oh, Vrabel. Kenny, I have another question. It's funny. I have another question. Do the coaches plot behind the scenes when they're going to have their camp fight and then use their moles or use their trusty confidants, the players
plant
that have
when
come
they're gonna have a camp fight?
Yes, do they plant? Because I saw yesterday the Steelers had their camp fight.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, too. the Browns Twitter was all over it. Oh, nice culture over there. And I'm thinking, I know they're trolling. It's fun. But did you really have a camp if you don't have a camp fight? You got to have a camp fight. Mm-hmm. You've got to have your guys get into it. Remember, you have guys that are doing everything they can to make a team. This team is tougher now to make than ever before, I think it's fair to say. If we're going to say it's one of the most talented Browns teams ever, if we're going to say, the draft, none of these guys are actually going to play right away with the exception of maybe one guy unless you have injuries, it's a harder team to make. So what are guys needing to do? They need to compete. Well, what's the competition if all the roster spots are settled? Camp fight. That's where competition emerges. So my question is, when is the Browns camp fight going to go? And will we see video of it? Because we saw Pittsburgh's yesterday.
There's going to be some. There always is. You remember the Rams?
Yes.
When they came to town?
Yes.
Troy Hill, or was it Troy Hill, right?
Yeah.
He was up here. The guy from Youngstown, he's up here with it. Which I'm always like, why?
why
do you, like, when they go to box, nobody's up here with it. Like, it's always here.
And they want to be tight.
Yeah, so that throws me off. If they have a fight, I used to encourage camp fighting.
Right. I knew you had thought something like that.
That was 20s Ken.
But within reason, dumb. Right? You're not wanting guys to get hit over the head with a helmet. Like you're not asking guys to get violent because they're going to get broken up. Any camp fight gets broken up. Does anybody really get punched in the face? No. So what's the big deal? You're hoping somebody doesn't get on the bottom of a pile.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of weight comes down on them and then you're injured. Okay, that's the worst case scenario. 99.99% of camp fights are just kind of fun. They're just fun. Guys mixing it up. The coaches come on afterwards and either they talk a tough game or they're like, love to see it.
Well,
love to see the competition.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, there are days where you do not, like if you had a bad practice before and there are days like yesterday, if they had a bad practice and they went out and had a fight today, then I'd be really mad if I were Kevin Stefanski. I'd be like, damn it, we are not, because you got to get your work in.
Yeah.
Because now it's more important than ever.
Good point.
Like, when we went to training camp when we were kids, Belichick would have him out there all day. All day. Two-a-day practices, 3 hours each session. And even then, he was focused on getting our work in. Now you have a very finite amount of time. So you can take, like, you can take a certain amount of time and you could try to split it up, whatever, ain't gonna work that way. You cannot technically have a quote unquote two a day type of thing. So you have a very specific amount of time per the CBA that you can work with them. And if we waste any of this time fighting, there's gonna be a real problem. It's like that time, what was it, Calvin? Who was the guy we traded for from the Jets?
Calvin, oh, I had to
and
stick
Hawks.
Of the wide receiver.
No, no, he was from the Jets, Calvin. I keep wanting to say Calvin Ridley. It's not. He was a defensive back. Mm. Calvin Harris is a singer.
EDM,
he
baby.
Immediately got into a camp fight, like day three, and that was it. He knew that he'd get cut, and he got cut, and he got
Calvin
out of here.
Calvin Pryor,
oh,
yep. He got in a fight, and I think he did it on purpose. I really did. I don't think he wanted to be here. And at that time, I don't know how many fans would have blamed him. And he got in a fight, he got out of here, and he got what he wanted. And he knows, they know it. There's a certain amount of time we can't be wasting our time on petty stupidity. But these are grown men, and it's a fine line that you have to walk. Like, there's Owen, I'm sure, and it goes with that way with every level, man. Owen has had to pull kids apart. I've had to pull kids apart. And I'm sure a high school coach out there, I don't know if anyone would listen to this, but a high school coach has had to get in the way. And certainly with the NFL, you're hoping that the players get.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Get in the way, because you go in there, you could end up actually having your face fractured if you get in the way of one of those swings. So it could be a little bit, that could be dangerous. And again, you don't want anybody to actually get hurt in a workplace.
I've never had to pull kids apart. I actually run a tight ship.
He pushes them together.
We have good teams, so.
Congratulations, Bear Bryant.
One thing I'm excited about tonight, and just about the only thing, I think I'll probably, obviously be listening to the game on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Of course,
but when
you
I,
will.
When
of
I
course
watch, you will.
Crystal clear HD.
When I watch, I'll give it 10 minutes. What do I care to see in those 10 minutes? The new kickoff rule. So that is what we're going to see. Also, I just saw Pro Football Talk said some of the cheating motion that the Dolphins and the 49ers were famous for running that I thought that the Browns were going to really mix into the offense this year. I think the Browns were at the bottom of the NFL in pre-snap motion last year. Some of that motion, Kenny, has been now deemed as illegal.
Really? That will be interesting to see. What is the pre-snap motion again that we're talking about? What can be seen as illegal?
So, not exactly the same like wiggle that they have in the CFL, but that you would see Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan's teams, that pre-snap movement where you get like a beat, you get like a head start on it. They are taking that way. The revised rule book has language aimed at ending pre-snap CFL-style cheat motion used by teams like the Dolphins and 49ers. So just something to monitor, because I heard the Browns were going to do this up. Some call it speed motion. Some call it cheat motion because it's cheating, according to Kyle Shanahan. The key sentence added by the NFL this year, Rule 7, Article 4, Section 2, official playing rules. Any eligible backfield player who changes his stance does not have to come to a complete stop prior to the snap as long as his actions are not abrupt, that's a false start, or forward, illegal motion. So guys were tilting, guys were moving, and it was considered a huge advantage to those offenses. The split second.
Would it still be allowed if they did not call it cheat motion?
Right. They should have probably called it totally allowable motion.
Yes.
Then they would have gotten away with it. But the kickoff tonight.
That's fun.
How excited are you to see whether or not this play redefines or is redefined how we do special teams? Or is it like some people are projecting, they're just going to go to touchbacks and everybody gets a five yards more field position? Seen some people allude to that.
We might have it tonight. Because it's the first night out.
You can't have a touchback.
Well,
At one point,
Anthony, didn't you say a couple of months ago you thought we wouldn't even see this in the preseason because why would anybody expose
it? Oh, give it away.
It? Yeah.
Maybe I flip-flopped already.
I'm glad you brought it up. How do you show whatever you can preseason?
Wow, yeah.
And who are your – I mean, the rosters are big. We still only have one cutdown again, right? So you have a big roster out there. Are your special teamers at this point? So are you going to mess around with guys who, I don't know, you might be seeing if they can be practice squad guys? You know, is that what you're doing? I don't know if you're doing that. Maybe you are. I'm not sure.
It's a Hall of Fame game. I mean, so many guys playing this game will never, ever, ever be in the NFL.
It is so hard to pay such close attention to special teams.
Mm.
It's so hard. Because it's something that I think so many people want to break down. And we do this as well. We're conversationalists. So many people break down offense, defense, schemes of offense, defense. And then when it comes to special teams, you're just like, well, that's all done. And I know it's obviously in a very important part of the game. We've seen it. You know, when to go to special teams, when to not, all the situations, who you have, who you don't, all that other stuff. But there's this attention to detail that I don't even know if I could hazard guesses on because I'm not sure. You know, what have they done in preseason when it comes to special teams? What is Bubba Ventrone thought was good practice during preseason in special teams or whatever special teams coordinator would be out there? I don't know. I have no idea. So I guess I would have to ask Bubba Ventrone about that if I were going to do it because I really don't know. Is it your main return guy?
It is going to look crazy. Any of the videos you've seen from, what was it?
The XFL.
And I've seen
now
some.
It's just the UFL.
I've seen some YouTube tutorials on it. It's a different sport. This play does not look like it
it's
is.
It's like the 3x3 basketball on the half court.
Yeah.
3x3.
Excuse me.
But are you going to see, because they've talked about now your legitimate skill players that are on your, you know, they are your 2, 3, 4 options on offense.
Mm.
Now, could be used more in the kick return game, because they're more protected. The blockers are closer together and those things. So now in the preseason, are we seeing even more fight from like the guy who's the fourth receiver to try to fight to get in there and get one of these spots?
I'd like to see Elijah Moore try it.
Yeah, Riley
rejected. That's probably the way that he really hangs on with the team.
That
was
the name that I originally thought. When they were saying skill guys could do this, I still, in a way, I'm rooting for total disruption and chaos because I am a little concerned, probably over concerned. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it's not going to change that much. But just what if, for whatever reason, whether it's unfamiliarity with this, whether you're finding guys that are amazing at returning, what if all of a sudden the average starting field position in the NFL is the opposing team's 45-yard line? And everybody's just going with a half a field. And then all of a sudden, the scores in these games are 68-59, like every game.
You and I believe.
Would the NFL change the rules mid-season?
Maybe.
Would Roger Goodell just say, this isn't football?
But I think they deal with it for a year. But I don't think that it would be like that for very long. I think you could see one game in like the first week of the season get out of hand. Maybe two.
Maybe that'd be crazy.
I don't know if it's going to be like 74-72 Texas A&M and LSU, but I think it could be like what you just said, like 56-53.
What if in the first week of the season, because these teams just haven't, they're not going to get real reps, anything you do in practice, it's sloppy. What if we had 10 touchdown returns in the opening week of the season?
It's sloppy.
Now, maybe you'd make the argument, you know what, football's even more exciting with this now. Maybe this is exciting. I'd have to see it. I have to see what it looks like. If it looks too easy, I don't know if that's exciting. I don't know.
It would be such an advantage. This is terrible.
I'm going crazy. I mean, obviously, I'm projecting ridiculousness.
It would be such
an
advantage.
That's what I mean. Would it be fun?
If the Cowboys defer and they kick off to us, okay? And the opening kick of the season, you have one of these stupid kick return touchdowns. And 7-0 means nothing, I know. But I think it might mean something week one.
What if we don't even see Deshaun Watson until the second quarter?
Yeah.
Deshaun standing on the sideline getting ready to take the field. And you go somebody down the sideline, 7-0. Be such a nice way to start the season.
That would be.
At least the game. Even though that so often you and I have said, 14-0. You're still, if it's 14-0 the first quarter, fans are reeling. The game is not over.
I always say
make your adjustments and get going.
It's the constant joke I always would use in any game that my team was down early, like in the first 5 minutes, and you're down 14-0.
Right.
And everyone thinks the game's over. I mean, everybody just does. And I'm like, it was always kind of a tongue in cheek side thing, I'm always like, ah, rather be down 14-0 in the first 5 minutes than, you know,
14-0 the last 5 minutes.
Like, you've got all the time in the world.
We've referenced the the Texans game with the Chiefs a couple times the last few weeks that Deshaun was in 2019 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
My children, who at the time my oldest son was old enough for us to have, you know, legitimate football conversations, and he goes, well, I think the Chiefs were down 21-0 or 24-0. And he goes, why are we even going to watch this? I go, they have scored way too soon. They scored way too quickly. I mean, I think they had a pick six in that and like a three-play drive, and it was one of those deals where, like, they can have all the points they want in the first quarter. It's what is the score at halftime? That's where I'm concerned. And do we get the ball back?
What are you going to do with that information?
Right.
And what I mean by that is this is the one thing football has that is it just puts it on another level.
Right.
That there's a yin and yang, that no matter what you do changes based on score, based on time. I know analytics have tried to defeat that. Analytics have tried to say, stop being emotional, stop getting out of your game. But when you're up 14-0
right,
in the second quarter, are you playing the same way you would?
Did you go into let's eat clock mode and you're not a very good clock eating team?
Yeah.
Daryl just tweeted out, I don't know if you guys saw, Dante Foreman, the cart and board is being brought up for Dante Foreman right now.
I had seen an amazing throw, a really good throw from Deshaun Watson to Cedric Tillman for a touchdown.
This is a lower, he's moving, yeah. This is a lower leg injury.
Yeah, to being immobilized, taken off the board.
He was sitting up, but they were immobilizing him, so I don't know, I'm guessing this is a lower leg injury, I apologize, let me check this out as this goes on. He was injured during a kickoff drill.
Well,
I wonder what he was doing on the kickoff drill.
Oh, God. Well, he was sitting up, and now he is being immobilized. Well, I will we'll keep you up to date as time goes on.
Their running back room in general, we've had a lot of mystery because we don't know what they are projecting Nick Chubb to be this year. And then what does that mean for Jerome Ford's role? And then you just go down the whole list. Like, what does that mean? You know, you mentioned Foreman, Hines. Like, I have no idea what that room, let's say they pull out a piece of paper and they're like, all right, Chubb had how many carries 2 years ago? How many carries is he going to have this year? How many targets? Then down the list, what's Jerome Ford going to do? That's always a mystery, but this is why you bring in a bunch of guys at these positions, because if you do suffer a big-time injury, you're not completely caught with your pants down. I mean, Andrew Berry was just talking. I heard this live, and he said, man, the years that you think you have the most depth at a position is when that position group gets wiped out. Every time. So you can never have enough good football players.
Well, that's
what
happened.
You can never have enough personnel.
That happened with them last year. They didn't bring Kareem Hunt, you know, back for a couple reasons. And money was one of them. And then they think they've got enough firepower in the running back room, especially when you've got healthy Nick Chubb going into the season. And then, you know, 2 weeks in, you're talking to Kareem about, hey, you ready to make your comeback? Because things change so quick. I'm interested to see what Nyheim Hines, who hasn't played in like 2 years.
So it looks like he
pretty bad injury.
It looks like he had a neck injury. And the one photo Daryl has here, he's sitting up.
Yeah.
So I hope that this
is precautionary. Well, he might have set up on his own and they go, nope, it's above the shoulders. You're on the board.
Yeah, hopefully it was precautionary. Yeah. So scary moment there. Hopefully he'll be okay. Lima, was there anything else that you were excited about for tonight?
You know what, Kenny? Just nice to have football back.
Do we get to see CJ Stroud or no?
No.
No.
No chance.
I didn't know.
By the way.
What tier did you put him in?
I don't know.
Number two, but yeah, I wrote.
A tier two quarterback cannot
play.
That's true. When I put. Okay, well, Deshaun Watson's tier four, which is not the worst tier.
Send him
tier,
down
not
to Canton or bring him up to Canton and have him play for one of the teams. Probably not the Texans.
What do you think is a worst tier? A bubble quarterback or a quarterback that's a journeyman? I think journeyman is probably. I think tier three might be the worst tier.
CJ Stroud, 20th in the NFL's top 100 on NFL.com. Joe Burrow, I think he was 39th.
Ooh.
And they also had Tua ahead of Joe Burrow. Denzel Ward recency. did not make their top 100.
Recency.
Denzel Ward.
Really?
Did not make their top 100. Number one corner in some lists, number two in others, not top
100. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, unprovoked, even I think this was before we knew they were coming here week one, CeeDee Lamb brought it up on the Micah Parsons podcast about how great Denzel was, and he's not right.
That's crazy.
All right, Foreman is being put into an ambulance now. We'll obviously keep you updated as we continue to get information.
Yeah. All right, keep it on the fan, 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.